This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 428. Is it possible to learn IELTS in my first language?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, we'll talk about how teachers should be preparing you to successfully pass the IELTS exam 100% in English. Hey, Jessica, what are you up to today?
Let's see. Oh, tonight, my neighbor and her son and me and James, we're all going to go to a free outdoor bluegrass concert at this place called Salvi Island.
Oh, cool.
So Portland is full of free music, free movies, free outdoor activities every night of the week in summer. Every evening you can find some like free adventure to do around the city.
That is awesome. That's so cool. You guys have, I like the city of Portland. I think it's very laid back and there's a lot going on. Good place to be.
Totally. It's lovely. It's awesome, guys. I'm like seriously right above my desk that I'm sitting at right now. I have this giant poster that the city of Portland publishes at the beginning of every summer. So every spring you can go to the library or the community center, pick up this huge poster, and it tells you like every day which park is having concerts, which park is having movies.
Well, yeah, fantastic.
It's so cool.
Oh, so good. I think New York was a lot like that. I lived there a few years back and there was always free entertainment in the summer. So the cheapest time to live in New York is in the summer because you can be entertained every night of the week for free.
That's the point. Yeah. Because the entertainment can get kind of pricey there. So yeah. I'd imagine summertime, like everybody is just outside, like after a super harsh winter, you know.
Totally. Yep, exactly.
All right. So we had a really interesting email from not a student, but a teacher today. Mm-hmm. So that this really struck us because we don't get to talk about this side of IELTS too often. So this isn't an episode for teachers, don't get me wrong, but it is an opportunity for you guys to evaluate how you are learning IELTS and where you choose to learn IELTS and who from.
Right. Yeah, that's what it comes down to. You guys have a choice. I mean, you have a goal for your life and then you have a choice on how to get there, right? So we're going to give you guys the tools to make the right choices. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
So Lindsay, do you want to dive into this email?
Let's go. Here we go. So I'm a sophomore and I'm learning to teach English. Recently, there was a debate among my Vietnamese friends about whether a teacher should use his or her mother tongue to teach English or not. In this case, it's Vietnamese and English. And the target students are those who want to learn communicative English and IELTS. Some are the advocates of using 100% English and just little Vietnamese, while some others believe that it's better to combine English and Vietnamese equally. The reasons are varied, but I'd like to hear your opinions about these two views.
This was really interesting. So, I mean, this is something I studied for my master's, applied linguistics, right? Like, how do we get people to learn languages? You don't learn basketball by playing soccer. You don't, you know what I mean? Like, it really doesn't make sense. So there is a place for L1 or the first language. There is a place for that in beginner level classrooms. That makes sense to me. And I'm not, it doesn't have to be there. That's not what I'm saying. I think all levels should be 100% English all the time, but I do see the case for having a little bit of first language at the beginning, right? Just for translation, just to get the momentum, just to just get those first phrases in there to communicate. I get that. However, guys, if you're studying for IELTS, you're not a beginner, all right? Gosh. Like, you're at least intermediate level or above. Therefore, I don't care if you're studying IELTS or communicative English or conversation skills, you are not learning in your first language. You need to be taught in English completely, 100%.
Yeah, because you're learning strategies, but at this point, you should have the English to understand the strategies as they're taught in English. I mean, it's like, if you're learning in Vietnamese, like the teacher is speaking Vietnamese, you're always going to feel like an outsider with English. And it's just going to make it harder for you to become fluent. It's just going to be, it's going to be tricky. It's going to be tricky.
Totally. Yeah, like the strategies, maybe she's like, well, they can't understand the strategies for true, false, not given. So I'm just going to tell them in Vietnamese or whatever. That's not going to help you at all. It won't help you at all. Now, we're not saying that you have to have a native speaker teacher. You can have a Vietnamese teacher that speaks English, right? Mm-hmm. As long as they're an advanced speaker. If you don't want to learn wrong vocabulary or wrong grammar, which I have heard happening. And plus, like, you have to be learning from a teacher who is able to get a 9 on IELTS, native speaker or not, right? Mm-hmm. So if their English isn't great, they're not able to score highly on the test. That's not who you want to learn from.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to be careful. We have to ask questions of who we're learning with. I mean, it's not, you know, we want to be picky about the methods that we choose.
Totally. Yeah. And I've been talking to a lot of students studying in Australia lately, and they were telling me how difficult it is to find really good IELTS classes. And that really surprised me. So guys, like, it being in a native speaker country doesn't guarantee that you can find a good IELTS teacher. And on the other hand, being in Vietnam, being in Brazil, Taiwan, that's not to say that you cannot find a good class, right? But no matter where you are, this is my point. No matter where you are, you do have to be highly, not suspicious, but critical of the program and specifically the teacher that you're choosing. Like, so another teacher friend and I were just having this conversation the other day about, she decided not to teach at a local university this year. She's an English teacher in the ESL program. She decided not to do it because she felt like it was just like a mill, right? Just like a factory. Just like, okay, all of these students have to pass this test and then next term they go to the next level. So she didn't get to teach English. She was just teaching for this test that didn't, you know, they didn't learn how to talk or write. They just learned about the test. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. You know that you can trust us and our system, 3 Keys IELTS. We have helped so many students increase their scores. For example, Zhu Wei went from a 6 to an 8 in reading, 5.5 to a 6.5 in writing, 6 to a 6.5 in speaking, 7 to a 7.5 in listening. The fact is, our strategies work. Check it out now at allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, a lot of schools feel that way, right? Yeah. And that's why, you know, we shouldn't discount the idea of learning online. Like, if you limit your options to schools, you may actually be like really reducing your potential good courses. Totally. Because at this point, especially when it comes to test prep, your goals want to be aligned with the teacher and the course, not in opposition, right? So with a school, their goal is to get you in the classroom for a certain number of hours. Right. And your goal is the opposite. It's to learn as, you know, as efficiently as possible. So you're not aligned. But when you're learning online, you are aligned with the goals of the course makers because their goal is also to save your time. They don't care how much time. They want you to spend as little time as possible learning so you can put it into the rest of your life. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like there are so many classes, even in well-respected universities, and they say they're IELTS classes, but it's just some test prep teacher. It's just some, you know, academic English teacher. It's not an IELTS class, guys. They're just putting the label on there because you'll pay for it because they know that they could charge $1,000 a month instead of $500 because the word IELTS is in there. And then you take this class and you don't even learn about IELTS task 1. You don't even learn about the scoring system because the teacher doesn't know it.
Yeah. I mean, online learning is changing all the rules, guys, right? It's no longer necessarily going to be a better course just because you have four walls around you and you're sitting in a desk. Okay.
Right. Exactly. Totally. So guys, if you are wondering, because like we said, you have to be intermediate level or above to take that, to take IELTS, to understand the strategies, the material, but also just you need to have good English to pass the test. There's no way around that. But if you are intermediate level or above, but you're still not sure if this course is ready for you, we do offer the opportunity to meet with me one-on-one on Skype, for the consultation, right? We could talk about your level. I could do a short mock test to see if our course will help you or not. So if you guys are interested in that, email Lindsay. I'm always telling people to email you. Just Lindsay's going to handle that.
You can email me at lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we can get you guys set up with Jessica, you know, very quickly. You know, you usually are able to make your schedule available very quickly, right? Within that same week. So we can get you guys in, you can figure out where you're at in terms of your level and what you need to do. And then, you know, if our course is good for you, we'll recommend it. If it's not right for you, we won't recommend it. Okay.
This is really what we're talking about, like that you guys need to do with any course you choose, right? Like you need to be critical and ask questions. Well, that's why we're doing this. That's why we do IELTS Live every Thursday at noon Pacific Standard Time, because we know we're good. We know that we know the test. We know that we know the test. So that's why you can ask us anything about IELTS, anything about our course, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how you know you could trust us. If you go to another school, can they answer any question you have, right? So like that's really the test.
That's a good question. I mean, you're there, Jessica, on Facebook answering those questions as they come to you. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what people are going to ask.
I know. Right? I love it. So fun.
And yeah, not every teacher can do that. Not every school can do that because they don't necessarily have the depth of knowledge. So take advantage of that, guy. Go on Facebook, meet Jessica on Thursdays at 12 noon Pacific time and, you know, try her out. Give it a try. Throw her a question. Try to stump her, right?
Try. It won't happen. I would love that. You guys, seriously, challenge me. Try and come up with like the most detailed, specific, difficult question that you can possibly ask. And I promise you I'll be able to answer it. If not, I owe you a dollar. No, I don't know.
But yeah, totally. And the good news is, you know, that Facebook Live is a great way to meet Jessica, get to know our material and how we teach. And then when you're ready, you can go ahead and get in the course. And at that point, you can ask those same questions anytime in our Facebook group. Okay, guys, because the Facebook Live is just for half an hour every week, right? That time goes fast and other students also super have fast questions. So that is not a test prep method, guys. That's just an introduction. Okay. That's not part of your plan. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I get back to everyone that posts in our Facebook group. There's never been a question I couldn't answer, just on the note of, you know, ask me anything about IELTS and I have the answer. That's why students in our course are so confident in their posts. Sometimes they post like really vulnerable things. Like I honestly do not understand this. Like I did this lesson, I still don't get this. And so I can help them. I can pinpoint weaknesses, right? Like we know how to help students, and that's why we are here.
Exactly. And you can see the result of that, guys. If you go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, you will see those success stories. And those are real students who have gone through our course and have increased their scores, and they are now in their target countries. I hope they're having fun. I hope they're having a great new life, you know, enjoying their changes in their lives that they've made with their families, maybe getting a better education, making more money. Who knows? But the possibilities are open once you do that. Okay. So cool.
Yep. Just get IELTS over with. We can, that's why we're here. Make it quick and as painless as possible.
You got it. Okay, Jessica, this has been awesome. And I will see you back here next week. Very cool. Thanks for hanging out.
Sounds good. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.